to see what this is? So the Saudis paid $2 billion to Trump's son-in-law, Jared. And now Jared is the U.S. government's point person in the Middle East. The New York Times now reports that while Jared is serving as the U.S. government's point person in the Middle East, Jared is simultaneously asking the Saudis for yet more billions of dollars for his private business. More than $2 billion they've already given him. Now he wants more. You know what? Why would they say no? For the low, low price of what they've already given him, the Saudis have apparently discovered the price of renting out something called the Armed Forces of the United States of America to attack their rival nation, Iran. For a war that makes a lot of sense for the leaders of Saudi Arabia and Israel, but makes no sense at all for the United States. The New York Times reports this weekend that the Saudi Crown Prince, MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, has been on the phone frequently with President Trump since the war started, telling him to keep bombing, keep, quote, hitting the Iranians hard. Keep it up. More of this war. Right? We paid for it. We're going to get what we paid for. I got to say, I don't know why this isn't more of a show-stopping scandal in our country. Right? Is it that hard to see what this is? I mean, here's this guy actively asking X country for money. They've already given him billions of dollars. He's asking for billions more dollars for his personal business, his private business. He's asking X country for money. At the same time he's asking them for money, he is also making U.S. government policy toward that country. That's it, right? Those are all the dots you have to connect. I mean, this is not like string theory, right? The result, I mean, if this guy's asking this country for money for himself while also making U.S. government policy toward that country, the resultant policy is likely to be whatever that country wants it to be. Because if it isn't, then Jared's going to be less likely to get the money that he is asking them for, right? The interests of the United States are being exchanged for private income for the president's son-in-law. Is this hard to see? Is this hard to grasp? Right? While we're all wondering why it is really that we're fighting this war they can't explain. I mean, for his part, the president's son-in-law says he's following the law and following ethics rules, but how would we know? They also aren't even making him file financial disclosures.